I won a Validity Electric.
Hi, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. You had called yesterday. I was already gone, and then I wanted to make sure I called you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked up my company. I wasn't on the map.
Let me take a look.
Or I will put electrician.
I know they've been doing, I know they've been doing some editing too. I saw, I've been looking at the notes. Excuse me, I feel like I'm losing my voice right now. Let's take a look. I actually see you right now when I did a search for electrician right there in Carlton. I see you number one. And then right underneath the U, I see CK Electric, First Choice Electrics. How were you doing the search?
On the map, though?
On the map, yes. It's right on the map.
Let me search. Well, I can take a screenshot of it, but I don't know. I came up.
Yeah,
number one,
I'll even show you how I searched. I'll send it to you in a text, the link, and you'll see how I did the search. I just put electrician, and then I just put Carlton, Texas, and you were number one.
Well, why am I not showing up on my phone? I can't show up on my wife's phone either.
I don't know. I haven't even been on, like, looking in your area. Because sometimes, you know, when they call them, oh, gosh, what do they call it? Is it cookies? Or you know how it'll, like, imprint, right, what you search? So I know for me it came up like that. What were some of the keywords you were using? I just put electrician.
That's all I put in.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll even show you. Yeah, that's a little strange. I'm still going to send a message to client support because I know that you had left a message, but I'm going to put that you need contact. So for them to kind of go over everything with you. This way we can ensure we're using all the right keywords, you know, and just kind of get an idea of what's going on. So let me send this link to you. I'm going to text a link to your phone. It's going to look like a super long one. But it's coming from me, just so you know. And then I'm going to put in the notes why I have you on the phone. I hope you had a good holiday weekend. I'm going to say Easter, you know?
Yeah.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. With family?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Are you associated with a Google Guaranteed thing?
We are. Yeah. Yeah, we offer that program.
Well,
I could take a look and see if it's available in your area.
Well, I was on it, and then they made changes to it. I don't know if I've got to update that. And I would keep it off sometimes because it was kind of expensive. It was about over to $32 a phone call.
Yeah. In fact, let me take a look and I can tell you. Yeah, we do offer the Google Guarantee. You know, the great thing about that program, I'll tell you, is you're guaranteed leads, right? You're not sharing it with other companies. And let's say if they're out of your service area, right? Or you didn't set up an appointment or you didn't even discuss pricing, you can get that lead credit back.
Yeah, I know how it works. I used it for years. But
did you? Okay.
Well, you know, we would use it to almost like a filler, you know.
Yeah. It's really good program. I know that in some industries and areas it's not available, but I could double check for you. Let's take a look. I want to put electrician. I want to put one.
I'm wondering why I'm not on that damn map.
Let's see. Did you get the link I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here on my computer. I don't know why it's so slow this morning. It's like, come on, wake up.
It sent me the same thing. I'm on that map. Yeah, I'm listed in the below, but a little red dot, you know.
Yeah, I see you as number one on the map. When so with the Google guaranteed, it is available.
Let's stop.
Uh-huh.
Skip the guaranteed thing. Go to the,
okay.
The actual app.
Okay.
Electric Pros and CK Electric. That's it.
The ones that I see is A1 Ability Electric. I see Electricians of Dallas LLC, First Choice Electrics. Then where it says more businesses. Because you'll see, like, those three, right? Then I see, you'll see the Google guaranteed guys. I'm sorry?
I'll send you a screenshot of what I see.
Can you send it to my email? Because I won't be, or if you copy the link so that way I can see it. You know, at the top, the URL, copy that and send it to me in a text message so I could open it up.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's photos.
Yeah, or you can send it to me if you send it to my email. It's because the text messages is SMS message, so I won't see the picture. You know how when you're looking, like right now, how you're looking where the map is, right? It's in the bar address at the top. Do you know what the bar address is at the very top? It'll say google.com, local services. It'll have like all these little numbers and stuff at the very top. It's called the search bar.
Search bar. Oh, thing is, first of all, I was talking to you on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And electrician. You sent me a link.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have your information on there.
The link that I sent you, if you click on that link, it'll show you what I see on my end. That's what I copied to show you.
For
it would
Google,
be easier.
Got some other stuff.
Yeah.
Got a map.
Are you?
Got two dots on it. That map, the link, has got two dots on it. Electric Closer
PK.
And yeah, I'm listed at the top, but I don't have a red dot on the map.
Do you have access to your email right now?
Sure.
Okay. Let me screenshot it, and I'll send it to your email.
Oh. Yeah, some emails just came in, but it wasn't yours.
Yeah, no, not mine yet, because I'm actually snipping it, and then I'm sending it to you. So this way you can see how I searched as well.
I know how you search. You told me, like, I just put an electrician in, like, shit, come up.
I understand.
Something's wrong
with
that map.
Like,
not on there.
Okay. I just, the only reason why I'm showing you is so that way you know that is the way I searched it. I'm not saying that it's not coming up for you like that.
What I saw, and you can see a screenshot, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. I just wanted to show you, Frank. That's all.
I believe you.
I believe you. I don't want you to, I'm not trying to frustrate you.
That's is what I'm wondering.
I'm sorry?
How long have I not been on there?
Have you tracked your reports? Have you taken a look? Have you been able to log into them?
I don't think so. So what does that have to do with that map?
No, I'm just saying so you could see any calls, any leads, your keywords, like what your traction's been.
Yep, text me when I get
okay.
a lead.
Did you receive the email I sent you?
Yeah, it just popped up.
Okay, so you can send me the screenshot replying back to that email if you want, so that way I could take a look.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So. Well. Sure. So, Electrician of Dallas showed up. And on that, I just as far as I can tell, I'm not on that map either. So we're fine.
You said your wife did a search as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just typing in everything.
Yeah, and I sent you a shot.
I'm sorry? You sent me something. Let me take a look. You were mentioning, I apologize. Your phone kind of cut out.
So, yeah.
I see what you're saying now. You're talking about the little red dots. You're not talking, okay. You're saying, where is your red dot? Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Now I know what you mean. Okay. Let me notate that.
They put somebody in there, LL Electric. But I'm going to check that in a minute. BK, he's been there for years.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back. Okay, now I understand. What you're saying. Okay. Let me go back to mine. I'm trying to see if these guys, Electrician Dallas, he doesn't have an address showing, so I don't think it would be for that reason. Let's see. How come when I keep trying to go over them, it gives me all these different ones? I'm zooming in and out of the map just to see if I see it. There's CK, I'm looking.
Yeah, I did all that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just doing it, too. I wasn't sure if you did or not because I'm trying to see if I can zoom in on it. Okay, so let me notate that in there. I mean, I'm glad that you're on the first page listed, but I want to know where your red dot's at.
Yeah, I mean,
go back to my note here. Okay, the local map. He's concerned that there is no red dot with his business name on it. I also don't see the red dot. We have both zoomed in and out, and it's not there. Please call. Okay. I just sent them the note. And I also notated in there that we both zoomed in and out and the red dot is not there.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the first page, but the red dot where you're concerned of where the map is at, your red dot isn't there with your name. So that's what I stated in there. And that I also checked zooming in and out. So I did send them a message. I'm going to be checking to see if they've already called you. If not, I will give you a call by end of day. Okay?
We're good. I mean,
okay.
I was just showing my wife something, like, uh-huh. We worked. Something came in last night, but it was I'm not even getting that many deals from around here. There was one last night that it was up. How she found me, but it was 37 miles long. But anyway.
Okay. This way they can go over like everything with you, see if there's anything, you know, that they can check on. In addition to that, you know what I mean? And so I'll notate that in that. You're just, you know, you're also concerned. You haven't gotten too many calls, you know, within your area. So this way they could take a look at it. I know they've been working on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that there was edits that were made. They did a new post. So I've been seeing the traction that they're doing on it. So I've been keeping an eye. Okay. Well, I'm glad that I was able, you know, to call you and find out exactly what was going on. So this way I can notate it and send them the message too. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, part of what I'm supposed to do, you know.
Yeah. No, of course. Listen, Frank, that's what we're here for. I don't mind at all. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, I think that might work somewhat. I did bid one night at apartments, but let's see, Kate, it's like me and this other guy were at about $1,300, which is really cheap change of panel in an apartment. And came in, hell, he had four guys out there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you must be slow. Because we only do that with one person. And or one person's going to get the parts while the other one's taking it out, and we get. You know, the thing is, there's 300 something parts, and you got $500 or $600 to support. Or I mean, it just doesn't even. Thing is, he got bigger, and we talked. Uh-huh. I mean, he's a neighbor, but we actually shared an employee for a while, so I knew him.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's just a guy trying to make a living, but he got that thing. Got a loan from the government and like it tried to do it, but I don't know. It's like he got a building. He said he had 10 guys, but yeah, four of them aren't doing nothing. And like,
oh man,
God.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's going funny. It's good when it goes good, and then now you got these guys are on the payroll. If they're standing around, they're getting paid. I'm pretty sure that he's not doing no commission deals. And I used to do a commission deal, but it's like with one of the guys, it's like, if I don't have to mess with it, just get half of it, you know?
Exactly.
That would motivate it. So that would work out that great on a couple hundred dollar deals. And the couple thousand, it does.
Yeah.
But now he's progressed. He's looked
good. I had, this was right before Christmas, about 3 weeks before, we had to get all the pipes replaced in our home. I couldn't even put my Christmas tree up. I was so frustrated. And we had two companies come out, And one was a really big company, you know, they're pretty well known. And the guys were like, everything that they were telling me, it was, and I'm listening to everything they were saying. And my concern was, how long is it going to take? Because that means I can't be in my house. You know, my husband does dialysis. And that means now an added expense because we're going to have to rent a hotel somewhere that's close to his center where he's got to go. And needless to say, the guy was like, oh, yeah, 4 days. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. 4 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had another company come out. He was a younger kid. This kid, I'll tell you what made me choose him was because he was so confident when he spoke. And I said, well, the other company says they don't have to break, you know, my foundation step there, but they don't have to break the step to get to that other clean out. And he looked at me and he's like, yeah, well, when they get to it and they realize that they can't get around that clean out without breaking your concrete step, that's going to be an added charge. I'm telling you, there's no other way around it. And I said, okay, well, how long is it going to take you to get it done? And they were pretty much within the same price range. He's all knock it out in 1 day. And I looked at him and I'm like, really? And he goes, I have a crew of me and 4 guys and we are going to knock it out. All right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he said, it was already like about 4 o'clock. He goes, Nadine, I just need 2 more hours and we're done. You know, cause there was little hiccups, which I expect, right? I mean, it happens once you start taking things apart. But, I mean, those guys knocked it out. They're about like, we're on the clock. We want to get this out because we got other jobs. Like that's how they work, you know?
Well, yeah.
We've had no problems. Thank God, you know, knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah,
and
that
these
was
other
rude.
Guys, it was like charge after charge after charge. And I mean, and I know that that'll come along with plumbing. I mean, there are things that happen, right? Plumbing, electrical work, those are part of the arteries of your home. You can't go without it. So, and my friend and I, we were just talking. She has a salon, and one of her gals says, oh, I want my uncle to come in and change one of the outlets. I don't like the outlet or something. She says, your uncle's not coming in to change anything. I have an electrician. I don't know your uncle. I don't know what experience he has. And if he doesn't do it right and he's not a licensed electrician, I'm going to have problems. And then I'm responsible. So no, I have someone already. It's like, geez.
I mean, you can, but I really, I see stuff messed up all the time that homeowners try to do. And like, I saw one, it was like, doing a repair, light switch doesn't work, whatever.
Yeah.
And I've got my gloves on, and I pulled it out. They had the hot wire on where the little green screw is. Well, that means whole metal outside casing is hot. And it's like, luckily I had my gloves on, and I'm thinking, oh my God, they're trying to kill me.
Right? You know, and that's the thing, it's like, we have a friend, he's an electrician, he actually works for the government, but he's like, listen, he'll do side jobs, you know, for family, friends. He's like, I look at, man, who did the electrical work in this house? Like, even the outlets are in different directions, like, it's just crazy. He's like, oh my gosh, it's a mess.
My world.
Yeah, you're like, welcome to my world.
Luckily, we usually, even a residential electrician, if they've been doing it a while, I know what you expect. It's it's the homeowners and the handyman that spook me out because I'll see stuff in the attics, you know. I mean, we get hired to repair all that. When they change ownership of homes, you know, they do an inspection and the guy crawls through there and he's like, you're not, they get pictures of what they see, but I mean, it's just, but, and like on our deal, it's like, I'm just trying to keep, I mean, we're okay. But it's like, if I could tweak it a little bit and make it better.
There
you know, cause I mean.
Absolutely.
LL Electric Pros is right by CK that, he's a new one. I'm going to go check that address and see. It says it's on Josie Lane, but I don't know. They could have got to open, somebody could have opened the office over there.
Someone could have. They could have had a PIN code sent to someone else's address.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. I want to check it because, and there is a building over there, but it's like, it sounds like a fictitious address, really, but it's like, I'll check into it. I don't I'm wondering what the heck is going on and who these
people
are.
Yeah, you're like the curiosity, huh? I well, would, yeah, too.
I mean,
well, you know your area, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we're in like a residential area across the street, across the main, Josie Lane is a big self-storage. And
uh-huh.
there is an office building. I've been in it. I went over there to fix their elevator. Was acting up one day. But somebody could have got a little lease space in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just well, I'm blessed with that home-based business because my home is tax write-off and it's paid for. So
that's good.
Don't really worry about too much because I'm well, one of the things on the agenda today is fill out the papers for my
uh-huh.
my pension from the union folks. So
how
even though I'm
wow. 20
years, I get $670 a month from them. About 24
wow.
from. Security and I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then of course we're kind of okay. I was like,
that's awesome.
I
yeah.
worse for me, but it's like
uh-huh.
I don't know. My I don't know. I did something. I hurt my ankle a little bit about a few weeks ago, and it still hurts. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, my husband. We just started his social security disability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's renal kidney failure, so he automatically qualifies. That's okay. Well, he's, you know, he's beat cancer, and I'll tell you, we're believers. and you know what? And I feel God is going to restore him, and, you know, he mm-hmm. has a plan for all of us, but we call him Nine Lives because the guy has just, I mean, he, 1 week he was in the hospital with bleeding ulcers. He had a blood. They gave him an actual, during that week, he ended up with 6 blood transfusions. They're like, if we can't, and they basically told me, if we can't find the bleed, there isn't much more we can do. I mean, we can't keep giving him blood transfusions. He's only barely going to be 52, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. And, you know, through prayer and just having faith and, you know, sometimes it's also the acceptance that, you know, it's life, right? Things are
yeah.
going to happen and... And I'll tell you, he struggles because he's always worked. And so, you know, he's kind of limited, but he goes to my brother-in-law's shop and just kind of hangs out there, you know, and helps him do oil changes or whatever. But, it, you know, he's like, you don't understand how it feels as a man to not be able to work. And I'm, and you know, and of
yeah.
course I'm the wife and I'm, but I don't understand him, you know,
yeah.
I can't relate.
Well, I mean, you need something to do, I guess, but
yeah,
it's tough, but, you know.
It is,
you know,
but, you know, we'll push through. We always have.
To the bright side, because my friend is paralyzed. He fell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he fell on his head, and he's been paralyzed about 4.5 years now. And it's,
oh, wow.
That fentanyl, he's got
uh-huh.
matches, and he'll save him because he's, not only is he paralyzed, he's still in pain. You would think
oh,
you don't feel nothing. Well, he feels a little bit. He nicked his spinal cord. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he can move his arms a little bit. And
right.
Once in a while, his legs will flinch or whatever. But it's like, but, yeah, he's in pain. And then they prescribe him, he eats Oxycontin or something like it's
uh-huh.
candy. You know? He gets like
80
a month.
He must be in a lot of pain then, poor thing. Oh,
oh yeah.
My gosh.
And that doesn't even do it. And then... He told me he eats those things like Tic Tacs, you know, like they're just don't do anything. And then he's
wow.
on fentanyl, but the legal stuff,
yeah.
That stuff that old people OD on.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And he's got patches, like they put him on him, and then he'll save him. He'll go one day and just suffer. Next day, uh-huh. he'll do 2 patches. He's OD'd a couple of times, and then they just take that patch off and he'll come back around.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
poor thing.
Yeah,
when my husband was on a lot of medications, you know, when he was going through chemo, and then just so many medications he was on, they sent us home with Narcan. And I'm all, why are you sending us with Narcan? And they told us, well, because of all the medications that he's taking in case of an accidental overdose. And I'm like, oh my God, I was just, you know, but... I kept it together, and I'm like, okay, but, you know, thank God he's now in the process of getting on the kidney donor list. He's got 6 months of testing, stress tests on his heart, just, but you know what? I tell him, God continues to reveal himself to us that he's got you, so.
Yeah,
we just
well, that's good.
Safe.
He don't know. He has, at least he has a chance of recovery once you,
His brother actually, wants to be a life donor, but until my husband was in 2 years remission, his doctor was like, we're not even going to discuss that. And that was kind of a letdown for him. And I said, listen, you got to understand from the point of view that that's a huge surgery, you know, and so just, and we're already past that 2 year mark. So they called him and they said, okay. And he took the class. So he's got now 6 months of tests, but yeah, I mean,
well, it's moving the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got to look it up.
Well, Frank, I'm glad. I'm glad that we spoke. I did send over the message, so I'll check in just to see if they have already called you, and then I'll follow up. Okay.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, you have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
All righty, bye bye.